Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Wu-Tang!
The Wu-Tang DJ!
Steve Brown, baby.
Bomber drop! Daniel!
So let me paint this picture.
What's the answer to the tip hop cancer? What's the answer to the tip hop cancer? I'm sick of it, go to Everett. It would never come back. Back.
So let me paint this picture.
So hungry for real shit. So hungry for real shit.
So let me paint this picture.
Go to Everett. It would never come back.
What's up, it's your girl Lady Miz, and I want to give a huge shout out to my fam over there in the UK, Grant Body P and his co-host Oney D. That's right, Record For You Hip Hop Show, we in the building, let's get it.
Man, I don't want to say this with a tear in my eye. The truth sweet me enough. No lie, me, I tell the truth, sweet me. You know, every now and then I have to thank Miss C. Brown for that beautiful intro that she did for me so many years ago. It's too perfect, man. But anyhow, like I said, the truth, sweet me. Right? BDSIR Network, the best damn show in worldwide radio. Bringing you, sponsored by Rockstar. No! Shout out to Rockstar, by the way. Old Habits. Sponsored by Cut the Juice. Who got the juice now? Repping for you. The truth, sweet me. This week's special guest is a big one, people. You know what I mean? 20 years ago, when black women and Asian women and white women used to go in a club wearing saris. And this is the woman responsible, man. Truth Hurts. What's your addiction? Truth Hurts is our special guest this week on this show. Y'all, we can't chat long, no. MikeDog36@gmail.com. Keep the submissions coming. No crap, no mumble rap. You know. Shout out to Oney D coming up later in the show as well, man. Get ready for the next classic. Spock, what's good, brethren? Yes, Milan. Yo, we're kicking it off like this, people!
The Wu-Tang DJ!
Born in the hood, drop, had a dude mob, the cheap beat, might pull up
yes.
A side show, elite jeeps and street sweep.
It's a cheat code.
Run the road like
meep, meep. Yeah,
he's in that fuckery, luckily mama prayed.
Love friend of the program, Rascot. The man called Grass.
I see lanes, we took the
it's
chain.
It's pain.
These rap niggas be more groupie than the groupie shit. These thirsty dudes that shove a baby to get an IG pit and call it Brandon. Must be Trojans, you be riding dick.
No!
They call this rap is real fitting. To let the fake cats get most of power position. Q artificial, these artifacts.
Shout out to all my old school gamers. Y'all know the cheat code.
Got me jogging with
down R of L YBXA. See, y'all gamers of today, y'all don't know about that. Grandbody P.
Good times, I'm Lenny, I got plenty. Satisfy your bitch, I give it a dick, al dente. I got options, wifey never be my solo mentee. Fuck a ball and change, fuck off my foot, who's a kinky? B-E-R-F-E. Versace. So are you living in my posse and lot of my fossy? Talk shit behind my back cause you scared of the Debo. Can't drink that the nigga, might as well be shivering the needle. Modern day Abraham, I'm preparing the Hebrew. You been harmless your whole life, you a fucking placebo. Took my kindness for weakness, I fuck it, I'm evil. Replace them with a new Negro like I'm doing a Cheeto. And nobody even noticed, no how it MC you. Leave you with fetal, feeding out consult of the seagull. Signed to the same label as the Beatles. Stole my masters, they played the victim, hashtag me too. Fuck this industry, fuck you rap niggas.
Aye.
I'm a contract killer, attempted
class. When y'all niggas went in Hollywood, I was left stranded. I saw my last pack when your jet landed. I'm Fred Sanford. I pick up a brick, then slam it. Left hand, then I turn it into the paint. Dripping off a wet canvas, I'm burning it till it fades. Yes, damn, if the infrared landed on your headband, then scanned it. Left your forehead slanted, I was left for dead famished. Counting blood money, left red-handed. I put racks on top of racks, red sand. I left words to Jesus, I pray to God, son, and Fred answered. Niggas that judge me got left standards. I push your way to the next planet while the casket by the dirt gets planted. The jackhammer and the cement and it's carving a brick all in a fresh granite. While y'all slept in a hammock, I'm stretching the grams of the stress in ceramic. Heat pump machine, said the mechanic. He walks the scene through depression is manic. Yet under pressure, y'all expect him to panic. I just expected to vanish before it left the Atlantic. Translated from Spanish, but a Mexican pamphlet is on American sand. It's stressed in Hispanic. It still kills the regular standard. From Brooklyn to Queens and the belt to the van, we can still melt in the transit. Never left it abandoned, I'm left chanting, this is the next anthem. While the feds are camping, I'm Fred Hampton.
Jeez.
Niggas sitting provoked. Got bloody stains for a record. I look who's awoke. This leather face for the novel. The book done blew open. Brooklyn to Oakland, I'm a murderer. This is good for promotion. My desire is different. This fire proficient. Caught so many bodies that I require assistance. Accurate shooter, the sniper from distance. Twice as consistent. I just keep coming back. They like the persistence. These niggas is visibly shaken, don't get me mistaken. Add it up and do the math, they don't fit the equation. Blood is on my chainsaw, someone get me an apron. Leatherface, I'm in my own lane, yet they stick me with
fatality.
This shit is more vicious than brutal. I rip through these poodles, mask made of human skin, the whole kit and caboodle. I'm a fucking gangster, I'm considered a Google. Braveheart, fresh out the graveyard, and they did it with voodoo. It's more than just rapping, I caught them back and caught them lacking. I'm handing out bullets, I autograph them, speak. That bull is a death and three quarters platinum. So trippy I might splash you niggas. I bought the napkin. Now my purpose is clear, I flirt with the terror. I woke up like I'm possessed, broke the curse in the mirror. Nobody put in more work in this era. Body the best, I'm hiding from Johnny Quest. Get a turban preparer. Yeah, I'm a unicorn in a unicorn.
It's pain!
My eyes open, it's like I turned the computer on. I paint you a pretty picture, I got the Rubitron. I got blood on my Louboutins, I'm the new Saddam. Nigga, dig the vibe of my sick.
Yo, this man's a monster.
I dropped out the grave like it's alive. They was clapping when they thought I was finished. Like Hitler died, I came back a whole bigger size and hurt niggas' pride. Yeah, I've been watching the hatred. You got to embrace it, cause it's logic. I feel like I've been locked in the base. Now falling
DJ, I'm straight right up.
I've not been complacent. Tombstone, the competition get dropped through the paint.
Talking my shit, parking the whip, now I'm a dust.
Woo!
Part of my bitch, she had a knife.
Sounds of flight etiquette, take cut off. No dough! DJ Hellraiser, D-E-S, what's good? This one's for you! And the next one, and the next one as well.
Here we are, copping out of below, setting the bar, posse welfare. Put it on your head, you'll die. Five figures, just count me, he done pull it out, it's a lie. All my life, I had to fight, so it's fucked you. Niggas will never
fly, Anakin!
What you been up to? Never mind, my bitch, so bride, bride. This is our sign, read the sign, it's a landmine. Hope your man finds, if not, fuck it, I won't be there for the debacle. I ride side of me and shorty, about to hit the brothel. Just to collect SMS in my set, like this duress. Play a less, bitch, we carry this city before we left, yeah. Yeah, make sure you got my dough before I go loco. They want
cause they fucking with me when I was a loco.
Why are you looking at me like that, Prosper? Eat your dinner. Finger looking good, you know.
Put your fucking hands in the air. It's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Yeah.
Make me call them,
I put the hands of time on my keyboard. Mental piano, I play in the C chord. I'm like a resource for niggas. I
once again,
like
sending this out to DJ Hellraiser, because I know he's high on
shoes.
This one right here, man.
Shanoa,
Rob Street,
Tick-Car,
Gold Cutlery. Watch this, brand new.
Life is like the mother, and death is the Uncle Tom. I cut ties with backstabbers, they gave me scissors. Bitch, you think it's thin, it's funny how Greek can make you thinner. Lift and sin, raise for killers. Nickel, I can't forget what I seen, cause every time that I blink, my brain would take a picture. I hate the flash, I try to hide where I can.
Get ready for True Perks! True Perks on the Review Hip Hop Show! It's not a rumor!
He blindly swept me off my feet and made me superstitious.
Just make sure that every choice that you make wise. Before I chop the head, I look straight in the snake eyes. Better leave you for dead than coincide with your fake vibes.
Rose Street!
Mommy told me take time. And make sure every choice that you make wise. Before I chop the head, I look straight in the snake eyes. Rather leave you for dead than coincide with your fake vibes. Living fast, mommy told me take time.
Teaching lines in my verses at three, my eye was observing. And as a team, my mind was determined, so I deserve it. I bleed like the knives of a surgeon, wine from a servant. I plead to Christ, I got urges, crying in churches. Life's a book, gotta read it, between the lines it's in cursive. Shoot a diss, now I gotta think, decide if it's worth it. Cause I don't play fair, how you bleeding, dying with nurses. I clean and wipe evidence, gotta bleach and tie with detergent. Bitch, I spit jewels, that's the only time that I switch moves. A quick move, I turn a hating nigga to fish food. I sit food, recline in front of a big pool. Bitch, I'm in a class of my own, you niggas skip school. I remember trying to stress 10 G's. They debate about the top 5 best MCs. You gotta take someone back, if it ain't Shay Love or rap. Women spitting harder than these niggas, they love the gas fat.
Make sure that every choice that you make wise. Before I chop the head, I look straight in the snake eyes. Rather leave for dead than coincide with your fake vibes. Living fast, mommy told me take time. And make sure that every choice that you make wise. Before I chop the head, I look straight in the snake eyes. Rather leave for dead than coincide with your fake vibes. Living fast, mommy told me take time.
Yo, what up? This is your man, DJ Lord Jazz, straight from the world-famous Lords of the Underground right now. You're checking out Brent Body, repping for you hip-hop show on the BDSIR Network, the best show on Wild One Radio. Hit him one time, make it funky.
I know you're gonna dig this.
This isn't the This Is Bullet.
Brand new Mary J. Blige!
I just want back what I put into it, and then I'll keep moving.
Yo, you got your rent money though, you got your rent money!
Whoa.
Pay up!
I never got what I came for,
not
soul. Even till I am stable.
Come on man, new Mary J. Blige! Try this again. Brand new Mary J. Blige, Dave East.
Wu-Tang Coalition.
This isn't the This Is Bullet.
Yeah, send for your red money. We want your red money. Let's go. Mary J. Blige.
All of my chips on the table. I never got what I came for. Not even till I am stable. Everything on you, humanity on you, but that loyalty on you, I ain't got nothing left. Coming over my head. Now I'm barely breathing. You know you're the reason, just trying to break even. You must be used to me spending. Look now my rip on it too.
Mary J. Blige.
I spent everything fucking with you. Oh.
different money, you fucking with you. I just want back what I came with. Ain't no sense throwing no shade. Horn in a singer and lame. Undo the rest, soon as we kiss. Wasn't no even exchange. You treat everyone like they are famous. Every girl like she's the main chick. Amazing. Flexing everything on ya. Humanity on ya. Put that loyalty on ya. I ain't got nothing left. I'm in over my head. Now I'm barely breathing. You know you the reason. Just trying to break even. You must be used to me spending. Look now my red money too. I spent everything fucking with you. Oh, yeah, you win some, you win some, you lose. All I got is red money too. Fucking with you.
Goddamn, the rent money due. Tangeray spilling gin and juice. Feeling like I'm Snoop. Phone out, she recording just so she could get the proof. It was all good when we was in the mood, but I scratched that. Nothing on me regular, Louis Vuitton backpack. Chinks on, she ain't got on, she gotta match that. Focused on the future, I don't backtrack. That rent money due, I take credit. Cash debit, even cash app. 50s, we spend 100s, we stash that. It's hard to trust him, I want to stab that. Now I'm just looking past that. I hope you got your own, no more asking me where your cab at. Ask me what I'm mad at. Smoke it and then I pass. That.
One more thing you want from me. You can't help my sanity. I gave you my best, ain't nothing left. Can't be reality. I'm picking up the pieces of the puzzles here all by myself. I can't even wish you well. Look now my red money too.
Go on, Norm, what you know? Mary J. Blige.
All I got is print money too. Fucking with you.
What's up, this is Taya, and you are listening to Rap Before You, the numero uno hip-hop show with Grand Body P. Please stay tuned as more music is coming your way.
Talk to you for a minute, girl. Been a minute. Dancing.
Woo!
And this Louis V too. This sound like a groove.
Put up the gun!
As soon as you can call to the club for daddy in the
loop. Once again from the top, the Mussolini. Nice one day. It's been a minute though.
Talk to you for a minute, girl.
Talk to you for a minute, girl.
Been a minute. Dancing on the moon, bout to bust the moon.
Woo!
We be too. This sound like a groove. Me and Nate making tunes. You can bump with the crew. Poor baddie in the loop. Nate's pretty smell. Got a fatty on it too. Always on the go. Now I'm on tour. Clocking in every night. Stay on my grind.
That's the Mussolini.
Stay on my mind. We can unwind. Wild rush to the chase. We got time. I'm not some other guys. I'm a player. Moon sugar coat. I'ma let it dry the bowl. Pop
it. Fuck this. How you doing, brother?
In the spring, girl, kiss the rain. Watch me coat the face. I'm going to the last two. We only like one. Since you got a tattoo. I'm that dude. I'm talking front page news. Now you know. Keep it on the low. Cause I move like a ghost. I got a text from the ghost. I know it's been a minute since you heard it like this. I know it's been a minute.
It's been a minute
since you heard it like this. Think on myself, we could place all bets. Girl, fuck with me, high race or death. Men of respect, bullet through your turtle neck. Made it through the hurdles, now we got next. Land of the murder where you get wet. If you like me, you gon' calculate the steps. Even at best, prepare for the worst. If you scared, go to church. My side bitch wanna purse. Don't blame me, I've been fly since birth. Now I'm rapping like a giant. Eating steak like a lion. Ain't no denying. The magic and the science. We the illest. I know it's been a minute since you heard good business, but moose all in. Can't see the game, call my name on the wall. Won't be the same after this shit drops. You know this hip hop. I know it's been a minute since you heard it like this. I know it's been a minute.
Yo, check this out, yo. Acknowledge this program. Acknowledge this show. Acknowledge that you are listening to the greatest hip-hop show in the UK of all time with my man, Grand Body P and Oney D holding y'all down year after year, day after day, track after track, hip-hop after hip-hop, Wu-Tang forever. I'm your boy Mike Knox, and don't y'all forget it. BDSR Network, always day one.
Shit on, man. Netflix, man.
Oh, man. Yo, now I'm gonna love this. Watch out for the counteraction.
Get it.
All right.
Bet, nigga.
Shout out to Chaz, man. Re-rocked R920. What's good, brother?
Shit. Word.
Rocks the world.
Round with an axe and I'm in a long wheelbase range.
Chef Raekwon.
Hips was rumping, dick jumping. I met around school weather. Coming from the car wash, Paul, Miss Forever. Bubble game up, I had a second. She walked by fly, threw a kiss at me. Your wrist looked perfect.
Woo!
What's your name, shorty? She said, ice clean, ice
what?
Clean. Had a shoe on, a nice wing. Just a baker, we fresh as hell, blessed from the statin. Gotta take boats there.
Oh, my days.
When you land, limousine. A bottle of lean, that's Moscato. Just jumping the beam, about a building. I was chilling right there on the side. She pulled up, hug a nigga like a family member died. I've been waiting to kiss you, nigga. Just give me your hand. Walked up, yeah, the baller cut. What?
I put your picture on my mirror.
Fantasia.
Somebody said your name. In my stomach there's a pain. You walk in my direction, I go the other way. I start to stutter with speed. Try to stand, but my knees go weak. What's happening to me? In the dark, can you tell me what it means? I lay my head on my pillow, staring out the window.
Wardrobe, I ain't got a stress. I'm down with you, baby girl, yeah, say less. Fuck some hood rats, they don't wear a dress.
Mm.
I got a mindset on your loveliness. Your Halle Berry cut and your bubble.
Capadonna!
One for you to get in mad trouble with. Eat your candy with vanilla fudge ice cream. I be on your mind, you be having pipe dreams. You be always on the run like a cell phone. But I wait patient till you come home. It's nothing I wouldn't do for my black queen.
Yes!
When I stack cream,
mm.
The best way I know how. Never leave you, especially you got a child. Sweetie, I'm in love with your whole staff.
Yes.
Never took me to court, I'm never on trial. It's only you, I ain't worried about the bird game. Stupid ass birds, they all fly the same. Women like you, give you my last change. If shit go well, give you my last name.
Yes.
I saw you like Prince with your ass out. I pull up a Howard when your class out. Anybody violate, I smash out. Foucault, my little love spirit. Make love at the picnic, Jason's lyric. Tears in your eyes, but don't fear shit. Just in case you wanna leave in a hurry. Fuck everybody, yeah, you don't have to worry. Love editorial, exquisite material. Ebony, the sun kissed you, you a miracle.
Whoa!
I come fast when you call on the dawn. I lay on the ground for you to fall on. Give you my blood, make you grow strong. I'm on time for you, never prolong. The savages shit, me and you still. No bullshit, whenever me and you build. You my Fantasia, love you like Park Hill.
Jeez.
You my Fantasia, I love you like
y'all Park know.
Yeah, nigga.
You're sexy boy.
Mr. Extraordinary.
When I, when I.
action right here. Y'all love this motherfucking track right here. Word up, some bodies and shit, man. Word up, man. Yo, Rose, man, put the faucet on, man. Throw some sprinkler juice on this shit.
Why do you think Miss Garden?
Look, yeah, I'm good if you ask me.
Thank you.
Those legs, they look like they lead straight to heaven.
You think you could have handled it, angel?
I would give it a damn good try.
What? Yeah, man, we gotta switch it up right now, man. We gotta switch it up. We're gonna go out in there.
Y'all know that she talks to me, girl.
Oh, snap!
Like, yeah. Like a window with her.
Nah!
Like
nah!
Switch
it up, switch it up. Come on, come on.
Yeah. Y'all body nice, full of charm in the middle. All I'm saying, see me, darling. Tell your pretty little body so nice. Cool, sexy, wine like your booty on ice. Tell your body grippy, grippy, grippy so tight. And me love it when you dash it and fling it first night. When you cut side to your panty. Then it took me to provide, mommy.
6160, stand up right now, stand up!
Y'all know that she told some is gone in the locked down like a window with a hand in the. He get like a farmer, the farm in the.
Why is he looking at me like that? Galaxy P, come on!
Turn up like a radio turn on in.
Yeah!
Y'all body nice full of charm in the. Got the body low, yes, and you're not cranny. Tell you no fee, wind up your hip and sit on.
Come on.
Tell your body firm and kick when me spawn. From the first time in the love, so me folly. Me say, you have to be me baby mommy. She say, huh, yes, baby daddy. Pretty little shape, tell you left a mark for me. She know fi that she told, and me no how fi stop it. Tell her that she told, so me gone in the. Locked down like a window with a hand in the.
Yo, this is how we switch it up by repping for you, man.
Comfortable like a spread for the one.
What?
Y'all know that she told some gone in the. Turn up like a real.
Chat brother, what's good?
Y'all body nice full of charm in the. Me be your call and testing me love in the.
Y'all put your neck up to the body for me. Let me hear y'all put you your scream. Nice little wine for me. Y'all that she told call your wine, baby.
Let me wear your chicken and wine, baby. Y'all put your little sexy body for me. Y'all put your nice little wine for me. Y'all that she talk how you fine, baby. Love the way you jiggle and wine, baby. Y'all that she talk so me gone in the. Locked down like a window with a hand in the.
Yes.
Dig it like a farmer, the farm in the. Comfortable like a.
The dance all gone mad.
Y'all that she talk so me gone in the. Turn up.
Yo, be free from those Royal Rumble moves, though. Oh, my topic to be equal, what's good?
Tell your pretty little body so nice. Cool, sexy wine like your booty on ice. Tell your wabbi grippy, grippy, grippy so tight. And me love it when you dash it down, fling it first night. When you catch sight with your funny. When you the little queen to provide, mommy. When you ride it like a bike, mommy. When you moonwalk and a glide, bunny.
Yeah.
Whoa! Whoa! Turn up like a radio turn on in the. Y'all body nice full of charm in the. Me do your call and say, see me down in the.
Yeah, now for them finota, Fida represent repping for you, hip-hop show. And them finota, Grant what?
Grant P.
P. And them finota, y'all the mess with we.
Woolies,
you hear?
Why you want to hear them?
Help me on my journey.
Can't change me.
Help me on my way.
Please help me. Oh my days, people. Shout out to the man called Soul Rack. What up, brother?
Marcus, 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 Yadi.
Hey!
Marcus, Messiah, Yadi. That's what they're saying.
Oh, snap! Here we go!
Babylon,
Flushy Branson!
But my lady, your son, Jello.
Come on!
Nah!
Nah!
Stop!
What is up?
Racism or F the police. It's more about economics. Economics,
yeah.
I'm trying to say. Economics.
Yeah. Got it.
You know what I'm saying? So, if you listen carefully, I'm talking about we need our own bank, our own school, our own Black Wall Street.
Right, one more time, man. One more time from the top. Lucky Banton. It's all about economics, people. Black lives matter. He had a dream. The dream must continue.
Everybody!
Marcus, Marcus,
Marcus Garvey.
Come on!
Marcus,
Marcus, Messiah Garvey. That's what they tell lions as an
yeah!
Babylon, cantankerous, racist. But my envious and jealous.
Yeah!
It's a system made corrupt. How to over Mount Teacher, they telling us. Come and Babylon, you're not righteous.
Listen!
It's an awful Christmas.
Come tell them!
Me tell them enough, it is enough. Dutty Babylon, give me back all me.
Talk to him!
Dr. Martin Luther scream. Mandela fighter, fighter till him tired. This seems my comic. No excuse or sorry.
Talk to him!
Get it done by enemies necessary. We won't want to lose school. We won't lie, we won't Black Wall Street. We don't know what apology.
Yes!
I wanted years
ago. Shout out to the lady called Egyptian Gold. This one is for you. Yes! Matters to me. Black lives matter. Matters to me. Matters to me. The mission matters to you too. Shout out to the All Lives Matter crew. For you are not important to us. Grab Body P. Yeah.
Black is your day, I'm still looking, tell me where it is, not you, they do the judge, to the jury, to process us from them. Yeah, no, you may be civil, we're happy, like a piece of scary, remember slavery, we fear daily, crying to them, come, yeah, they pray the kids, but man, let's get in a song. She in fact, they say, if I eat the revolution, justice, I will show, no, it's a rotten, that's the same disease, of introduction, Christ, not that.
It should matter to you! Come on!
Listen!
What? It matters to me. It should matter to you. Come on! Come on, son! What do you know? What do you know? Come on, man! If you don't feel good after this, if you don't feel empowered after this, you are the problem. You haven't got a dream. Come on, son! Lushy Batson!
True hip hop love and true consciousness.
Yes,
man.
No doubt.
No doubt,
man.
Big shout out to Tyler Mix, our partner, Sunshine. Big shout out to Hardy Slice, DJ Cisco, Pale Mama, Shaki, Grant Body. I can't see everybody in
there. Is that Grant Body P? Is that Grant Body P?
I think, yeah, go ahead.
Chucky Chuck.
Tucky Talk.
Tucky Talk. Yeah, Grant Body P.
Yeah, Grant Body P. Yeah, he's got a sick radio show as well. Yeah,
absolutely.
Man.
Yes.
Configure.
Thank you very much.
Last one. Who is ready for True Fest?
Yeah.
True Fest coming up right after this.
A celebration of life, death, and the struggle of our ancestors.
All right.
Brand new Arrested Development. We thank you. Let's go.
Thank you.
There's reasons why this moment's the way it is.
Configure!
There's some people
speech
that kept the positive, yeah.
Shout out to my close one, Mac, what up, brother?
There's so much thank you go around and I think you...
MJ, what's good, girl? What's good?
Break out the champagne glasses, break out the pretty models. Let your hair down, let some evening gowns get looser now. Pour another one, we about to have some more Southern fun. The grandmother's...
Shout out to the lady called Lady Miz and Ray!
Cuban cigars for the man.
How you feeling?
No COVID, we rolling our clothes like the stars. Falling like Serena and Venus.
Yo,
few haters.
Coming February 28th.
But the space in between us is like Venus and...
Grab Body P and ODT. Appearing on From the Ground Up Productions on Roku TV.
To get legit, to make legit.
Yeah, I said it.
Superior.
You wanna tune in?
Yes, without getting mushy. I must be thankful for how you all touched me. Thank you.
Reasons why this moment the way it is.
I'd just like y'all to thank you for tuning in right now. Rocking with Grand Body P. You know? Repping for your hip-hop show. The best damn show with World One Radio. Free rocks to spark R920. Here we go.
Thank you.
I want to thank you too. Coming up right after this!
Thanks to my moms and pops for being under watch. Too many friends, don't have them both, one on the lock. For selling what yuppies now selling major city blocks. Hey government, why not grant clemency to these non-violent kings so they can have a re-entry and join celebrations with their families. Thanks for doing that. Remember, it was all the wrong sentences, way too long, racist, affecting blacks. Thanks to good music from great artists, your art got me through some of my heart.
People, you want to check for this album, man. For the effing love.
And at its best,
big album, man, big album. Don't sleep.
Kudos to those political prisoners. You're my heroes. Activists.
DJ Cool Hand, what's good, brother? Crazy Ray, what's good?
They should do. Turning water to wine and trying to bring us good news.
Matt Tyson, what's good? Professor Mike Jordan, what's good, brother? Salute!
So much thanks to go
everybody.
I think
toast up, hands up, let's go.
Hey!
Hey!
Thank you very much.
Mega Boss, what's good, brother?
From overseas, believed in the vision and drifted it.
Come on.
I said I ain't appreciate a second of grown pains. Speech wasn't a waste of time and getting me on a thing. Yeah, we small talk, I all we want. Get the accolades with these rap waves on a sun. Blunts rolled and the story told. Fact, fiction, and fable able to sift through what exists true. Celebrate this excellence. Veneers grinning, the winning, the very best it is. The leveling up and everything we invested in. Can't forget the dues paid and the questioning. We overcame and never tainted, I appreciate it. Lessons learned, the
man called Rusty, what's good, brother?
Words of encouragement, nothing ever went unheard. To my humble thanks, I deliver you these words.
Woo!
That was the one.
Yeah.
There is reasons why this moment's the way it is, yeah. That's right, there's some people around me that kept the positive.
Configure, take a bow. Take a bow, Configure.
And baby, there is so much thanks you go around and I think you hear it now.
What you know? God warm. What do you know?
Of course, Tony Mongrel.
Thank you so much, man.
And of course,
all right. Grand Body P, ODD, True Fact.
So grateful.
thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's the best damn show with the essence for you.
Uh-huh.
We grab body P, only D, repping for you on the Wild One Radio. Yeah, every time Tuesdays, tune in 7 till 9. Yeah, rep, repping for you. Rep, 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 repping for you. Rep, 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 repping for you. Rep, 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 repping for you. Yeah.
Now, this is truly the moment we've all been waiting for. It's time!
It's another exclusive, only from the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Yes, 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 people. How you feeling out there? This is the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in World One Radio. Rerocks the spot R920. We are sponsored by Got the Juice. Who got the juice now? My name is Grandbody P. You know what I mean? Woo Woo DJ Coalition and all that, man. Yo, this is a special moment, man. And I praise you all for tuning in and taking time out to rock with us right now. You know what I mean? On my side, I have always the Lioness, the Empress. Only D, what is happening out there, man? What's happening?
Hi, guys. It's so good to be on the show today. We've got a beautiful Empress today on the show who is going to tell us a little bit about her life and what she's doing. It's an honour to have her on the show. She's taking so much time out to come and be with us, and time is very important. So I'm going to pass this back to Grandbody P, who's going to introduce this beautiful Empress on the show today.
True indeed, man. True indeed. Who would have thought, people, that 20 years ago when I used to be in the clubs, you know... Yeah, because I'm the old guy in the club now, so I was the guy now. But... but who would have thought that 20 years ago, when certain tunes dropped, the whole party is rocking. Who would have thought 20 years ago, you would see black women and Indian women wearing the same saris and all different colour outfits, because they knew a certain tune was going to drop. Who would have thought that 20 years ago, the people may have told me, you might interview this lady, you know. And I'm like, don't be silly, man, don't be silly. I'm just in the club. Look here now, 20 years later. Truthfully speaking, album approaches an anniversary. You may know her for them tunes. Reckon now, you might know her for The Truth. You might know her for the big tune that she's well known for. We're gonna talk about all that, but plus, she's got new stuff coming, also new EP, new single, Kick Off Cheating. We're gonna talk about it all. It is an honor and privilege. Welcome to the Rep Review Hip Hop Show. Truth.
Projects, and you know, before too long I'll be back in LA
But right now I'm over here working on a show for Lady Day. Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, Plain Lady Day. So it's been good. I can't complain, really. Everything has been moving forward.
Well, Lady Day, for those who don't know, who may not be familiar with Lady Day, tell the people
the life
who
of
Lady
Billie
Day
Holiday.
Who is that, sorry?
The life of Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday, you know. Billie Holiday. So what was it about that role that made you think I've got to, you know, perform and pay homage and, you know, honor her legacy and all that? And what similarities does she, you know, does Billie Holiday have with you?
Ironically, we have some incredible similarities. What made me want to do it is that I'm taking a strong step closer to my acting dreams. And, like, I have a film coming out this year, another film. And, you know, the acting thing has really kind of taken me over. I always love music. Music is my first love. But acting, you know, it's a part of me as well. I actually started in theater. I started very young singing classical music and singing opera and doing theater. Yeah. So that's kind of where I began. But I got away from it. And, you know, they always say you always get back to where you began or where you originated. Yeah. So, yeah. So that's kind of what I'm doing. Kind of exercising my acting chops. And not only that, I'm so intrigued with her story. Billie Holiday is an icon. You know, most recently they brought up some not so nice points about her life, but my first rendezvous with her and her life was when Diana Ross did Lady Sings the Blues, and I've been intrigued ever since then, since I was young. So I wanted to do this when the opportunity arose. I wanted to do this to, you know, like I said, get more connected to my acting ability again, to theater, because it's a different type of acting than film and television. And to pay homage to her. We do have a couple of similarities. I started singing in a jazz club at 14, and so did Billie Holiday, ironically.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I'd love to hear some of your opera voice.
It's not there anymore like it used to be. Ever since I started
singing, no.
Girl. R&B is not good for the opera voice.
Oh, no.
But I will tell you this. On my new album, you'll be hearing more of that style. A little bit in my runs and everything. You'll be hearing some of that.
Oh man, so
fantastic! I can't wait for this. I can't wait for it.
It's dope. I can't wait to meet you too. Yeah.
So we got a new single that we're gonna play on this show. Thing called Cheated, right? Am I right in saying this? That's coming out next month.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so that's coming out next month. So what about the EP now? From what I understand, the EP, Tinkar Revelations. I hope that's not like your last project, you know, by the title of it.
No.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
So the title is, because most of the songs are pretty much, I call it a woman's album. It's a grown woman's album. It's for the ladies, and especially for the ladies who want that get back. Get back to self after going through bad relationships. It's the stuff that we find out later that we wish we would have known in the beginning. And so that's why it's called Revelations, because a lot of the content is about that. It's about relationship BS that we, you know, we discover later and we're like, okay, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm a new woman. I'm on a new path, and that happened. But I'm stronger and I'm better now. So that's what the whole Revelations title is about.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be quite popular with women and ladies, because everyone can relate to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially all the females. Even some men can probably relate to that. They don't want to go to the same woman and become stronger. So, yeah.
Yeah. Real talk.
So, I mean, inspiration for everybody.
Yeah, real talk. So I'm just here to tell more truth. That's it.
Yeah, man. That's what's up right there, man. That's what's up. So I've got like a bit of a fun question for you, Truth. You know, because you're all about telling the truth. You know what I mean? And all of that. But
was there a time, surely, in, like, especially in your young life, like, say, your childhood or something like that, that you told a little lie and you got in trouble for it or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure, my name wasn't true back then. Yes, I got a lot of trouble. I snuck out the house one time with a boyfriend. I used to be with this ball player. He was like the all-star best player in St. Louis, Missouri. And man, listen, I snuck out my window and went to his house and lied to my parents and said I went somewhere else. And
ooh.
I got tore up when I got back. Oh my God, I got the whooping of all whoopings. Somewhere around there, I got tore up. It was bad.
Oh no! Was it like house party when you tried to sneak in your bed or something, and then?
Yeah, I sneak out the window, and then sneak back in.
Oh man! You know, like house party only. You trying to sneak in?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that just yet.
Right.
Your ass is mine.
I remember back in the day when you had to choose the strap. That little bit of hit me.
You know what? My situation was a bit different to both of yours. I mean, do you have siblings, Truth?
Yes, I do. I have two siblings. A brother and a sister.
You got a brother and a sister. Right. Okay. So, this is what happened with me when I used to get beaten, right? Because my mom never used to tell me to get the switch or get the, the belt, right? She would tell my sister to get the belt. You know what I mean? So, my sister, knowing that I'm about to get a beating, she runs.
Oh, that's bad.
That is really bad.
One thing.
Hey, he used to work in reverse as well, you know, if my sister got in trouble and she'd be like, and my mom would be like, yo, Michael, get the belt, and I would run up the stairs as fast as I could. You know what I mean? Knowing that my sister's going to get
beaten.
If
you didn't get the belt,
then
both of you
get
lit
up. Then both of you get lit up. Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry. I love you, sister.
Right.
I'm not getting lit up.
Right.
So there's a
battle
later.
So true. Yeah.
Marvelous, man. Marvelous.
So you said that you've got two siblings. Are they also into the music industry?
No,
as well?
My brother is a patent attorney. And my sister sells hair. She has a hair company. She's based out of LA called Bel Air Extension. And she's doing really good. She just started her company, I want to say, right before the pandemic. So she's doing very, very well. And my brother is making bank because he secures patents for people. So they're both in separate. I'm the only singer in the family.
You're the only
one that does entertainment. Yeah.
Talented
yeah.
family, it sounds like.
Yeah, well focus, huh? Yeah, BelAirExtensions.com and on Instagram, it's BelAirExtensions.
Wow, BelAirExtensions.
Yeah. Ladies, get on there, have a look. I'm going to have a look myself, definitely.
Yeah. Please, thank you.
I think that's what we're going to do, man. I think I've already put the link down there somewhere on somewhere down on the screen. You know what I mean? People got to check it out. Is that what it's called on Instagram, yeah? Bel Air Extensions?
Yeah, so it's spelled like Bel Hair.
Oh, Bel Hair,
it's
right.
Bel Air, like, you know, Bel Air, like the Prince of Bel Air.
Yeah,
but it's, you know, Bel Hair, BelHaire, extensions.com.
Right, okay. Nice play on the words, man. Nice play on the words.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
So how about yourself? Do you have a clothing line or anything else at the moment or anything like that?
I'm actually starting a beauty line called Beauty by Truth. Yes.
Ooh.
Beauty by Truth. And we actually have a limited edition fragrance for the Lady Day show. And it'll only be out for the time that I do the show, Lady Day. So, and it's an exclusive bottle that's like a keepsake, beautiful bottle. And it's called Lady by Truth. So, yes, my beauty company finally. You know, my mother used to always say, you know, don't wait for people to hire you. I've for years waited for people to hire me to do endorsements, and my family would be like, why don't you have a lipstick line? Why aren't you with somebody's lipstick company? Why aren't you the face of Revlon? Why aren't you this? I said, you know what? How about in 2022, I'm going to stop waiting for people to hire me, and I'm going to hire myself because I can. I can do it myself. So that's what we're doing.
Why wait for others when you can do it yourself? Yeah, man.
Do it yourself.
Work to Nas, man. I like that. And
this sauce sounds amazing. Makeup, fragrance.
Yes.
Sounds amazing.
Yes.
I'm definitely
all of it.
Catalog.
Yes.
Definitely purchase. I think a lot of women are going to purchase.
Yes.
That.
It's going to be great. I'm excited about it. Really.
Yo. Really. I'm excited for you, man. That is great right there. I want to give a quick shout out real quick to the man called Lushy Banton, which was last week's guest on this show. You know what I mean? He touched on it, if you remember, Oni. He was talking about, you know, black people creating our own stuff, our own businesses, you know what I mean? Economics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's exactly the perfect example right here. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Hashtag support black businesses.
Yeah. Create your own lane. That's it.
That's what's up, man. I like that, man. So
I support a lot of them. I think a lot of them, I just go on and I just purchase to support as well.
Thank you. That would be great. Thank you. I'll give you guys all the links to everything.
Fantastic.
Sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, that can work, man. I like the sound of that, man. You know what I mean? The limited edition, you know what I mean? In respect of Billie Holiday and all that. Yeah, that is big, man. So tell me something, Drew. Why the move to Austria anyway, Al? You know, what brought you to Austria in the first place, or Europe, rather?
Well, I started coming to Austria, actually, 11 years ago. I married someone from Austria.
There you go. There you go.
And all of my travels back and forth to Europe, you know, working, traveling through, I ended up meeting a DJ that ended up becoming my DJ, and we fell in love and had a kid and got married.
It was meant to be. It was meant to be.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Because I was just passing through, doing some work, and, yeah, it just happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's fated right there, man. You know what I mean? Yo, everything for a reason, right? Everything for a reason.
Yeah, pretty much. Everything. Yes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. That's what's up, man. So now, okay. So you got the new tune out there, Tinka, Cheated, right?
Yes.
So you know, it reflects back to what you were saying earlier about, you know, people. Even though it's geared to the females, you know what I mean, us guys, we can listen to it as well, and we can switch it around, you know what I mean? So so with that,
yeah,
right? And also pretty much, is it kind of loosely related to it, but you've got some sort of mental health awareness going on as well?
Yes. I have a company or foundation that we're building based around mental health. You know, a lot of people, especially women, in this instance, particularly women of color, dealing with a lot of depression, anxiety, especially since COVID, you know, and all the deaths and just everything. It's been really stressful. So, And I am actually an advocate because I go through anxiety and depression myself. So We're starting the foundation because we want to start helping and giving back to the silent monster, I call it, because people don't talk about it. A lot of people don't like to admit it. A lot of people don't like to do therapy, but it's real. And if we suffer in silence with something like this, we really can't be productive in life. We can't really do anything for ourselves or others and our jobs and everything else. So I'm really an advocate for it because, you know, it's something that I go through and it's something that I feel needs more attention, pretty much.
Wow, well,
definitely, I agree. A lot of people go through depression in silence, and I know a lot of people that actually suffer and go through really bad depression and anxiety, depression. I know a lot of men as well that suffer in silence, and it is mostly men that suffer in silence because they're always kind of like known as the strong one.
Right.
Very
true.
The one that gets everyone together, you know, the strong one in the family, the one that's bringing the money in. a lot of men, a lot of men suffer with depression in silence more than women. Women are more likely to cry or have depression, but men feel they have to be strong. So they kind of hide depression a lot.
Very true.
So this is good because I think a lot of men need to come forward, especially a lot of black men. They do find it hard to come forward.
Yeah.
Depression. And there is the prominent male, the black man, they have got all the pressures of life to go through. And so they don't want people to see that side. So I think something
that's
like this is really great.
Very true. Very true. It's you're right.
But I find that a lot of black men find it hard to speak about the fact that they're going through depression because they used to be the hard thing to the family and, you know, the black man standing up, being strong, being powerful.
Right.
When they go
through
depression, they hide it very well. Until they actually can't hide it no more. And that's when things go really, really badly, badly wrong. And that's why it always goes down that way because they've been hiding it for a long time.
And it's a lot of those stories now. You know, too many of those stories have gone south and ended up in a bad way. And, you know, so we want to start talking about it more. Putting money back into the communities that are dealing with this the most, and just really, really starting to talk about it more and getting it out there as a real thing.
It is a real thing, most definitely. I'm really up for that. I'm really up for them coming out and telling us what they're going through, and what they're the problems, just stuff like that. Really great for them to talk and not suffer in silence and let them know that there's people out there that are going through the same thing, and as more men come forward, so we'll also come forward as well.
And getting them the resources and the things that they need to come forward, you know, to speak to someone about it, just to kind of open up so, you know, we can have some better results, really.
Confidentiality as well. Maybe they want everyone to know. That's great.
Yeah.
They're the powerful one in their family. Oh, great. I think that's fantastic that you touched down on that.
I just did my first event in St. Louis, Missouri back in October, my birthday weekend. We did an event there and we did an open forum and started to discuss it, and we're going to do some events based around it and get some money back into, you know, mental illness, and just whatever we can do, we're going to do.
I appreciate you for doing that. That's just a fantastic, because you're giving back to the community as well. So you're not only doing well for yourself and making yourself better and having your own business, you're also giving back as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, sis. Thank you.
A lot of respect for that.
Yeah, man. On that note, we're going to give a quick shout out to Vocal Rogue, because they deal with things like that as well. That's our local mental health awareness joint as well. You know what I mean? So, it is a serious thing. And I like, you know, what you touched on as well. You know, I mean, us black guys, I mean, even I admit, you know what I mean, it's like an ego thing. Like, I'll admit to you, I'm a man of pride. You know what I mean? Certain things, I'll be like, nah, man, I'm good, man, I'm good. But that time I might be suffering or something. You know what I mean? Suffering in silence.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man,
that's real.
It's good to,
that's real.
Yeah, it's good to bring that up, man. That, you know what I mean, so people are not afraid to, you know, voice themselves, and you never know what helps out there, man. I like that you're doing that. That's great, especially how you're passionate about yourself and you're going through it.
The foundation is called Moment of Truth. It's called Moment of Truth.
I love your play on words, man. That's what's up. The Moment of Truth. Words of Gangster. I love that.
Yes, because, you know, it's about being honest with yourself, you know, just coming to terms with okay, I have a very serious problem, and I need to come to terms with it and get some help and, you know, talk to someone. So that's why we call it the Moment of Truth Foundation, and we hope to be able to help lots of people with it. You know, we're just getting started, but we plan to dig in and do what we can, really.
It's going to be big. You're going to have a lot of people coming forward, hopefully. It's going to be really big.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
I know there's just so much people that suffer through depression, and a lot of them, they smile at you every day, and behind that smile, there is depression.
Yeah.
So I do that
myself. I'm doing it myself. Honestly.
I support a lot of people myself, because I know a lot of people that go through depression, and a lot of people have sometimes wanted to take their life and stuff like that.
Man.
So, people now, I've been the last person they spoke to before they're actually going to finish themselves.
Oh, man.
He was sitting on the edge of a river, and his feet were dangling over. And I just remember that moment. Yeah, and that was an Asian guy, and he just wanted a way out. Oh, man.
An Asian dude, you know?
Things like that, he's really good to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Asian. He had to be, like, you know, powerful in his family and because of his religion and stuff like that. And, yeah, he just had, you know.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry to hear that. That's so much.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
When,
it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, man. It's good that, you know, I mean, you're stepping up to try and, you know, try and reduce situations like that, man, for real, and helping people and all them things. Okay, then. So we're going to switch gears real quick, right? This is what we're going to do. We're going to hit the people off with a track of your choosing, right? Or we could play the new single right now, and then we're going to come back and, we're going to talk about more of your career and everything else you got going. Yeah? This is a Rep for You Hip Hop Show, the best damn show in World One Radio. So, truth. Is it going to be the new single we're going to play now, or we're going to play a track you're choosing? Which is it going to be?
The second thing.
Oh, track you're choosing. Yeah, man. We like our guests to choose, because we're repping for Truth Hurts right now. So, any two new ones we'll play from your catalogue. Let's go.
Play ready now.
Woo! Ready now. Ready now. You ready? Yeah. All right. We're going to play that when we come back.
Ready, ready.
Yeah. Me ready for that. Me ready. Hey. I want to talk about that when we come back, actually. Yeah. I want to talk about that when we come back. That's what we're going to do, man. Stay tuned.
Up the beats, it's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Special request to all the girls from North, South, East and West. From your body look good, I know you have the God bless. Brock wine, Brock a man's spine. Watch right now.
I'm an old and old soul in Rome, but now I'm quitting the game. See, I was thinking that I could be 5 years, I made it wait. Unless you know every woman has needs and mine are overdue. I'm open if you wanna get all up in inside the truth. My own like this, tell them of the in mind now.
give it a five for that junior. Go on.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Review Hip Hop Show, man. Grab Body P Only D special interview. Talking the truth with Truth Hurts, man. We just heard, you know what I mean, a tune thing called Ready Now. You know what I mean? That was from a sophomore album with the same name, Raphael Sadiq on board. Okay, let's talk about that track. I want to talk about that track. I want to talk about that video. Because that, I ain't gonna lie, Truth, that video made my eye water. come on, man. I'm telling the truth here. I'm being real here. I saw that video. I was like, damn. So that was me back then. All right. So,
thank you.
Oh, I would.
I like that he's telling the truth about his eye was watering.
My eye was watering, man. That. I was like, man, what am I seeing here? What am I seeing? I still had the VHS tape, so I had to tape that video back in the day, man. That video was taped in celebration. That was great.
Thank you.
Right. So, Truth. Truth. The move from Aftermath to Raphael Sadiq. Let's talk about it, man. Because, like, with that album, it was a complete different change of scenery. What happened at that time?
We got sued. We got sued when Addictive came out. The sample wasn't cleared, so we got sued by the people who originally produced it in India.
Yeah.
And I didn't actually have to leave the label, but I was kind of scared that I would get either dropped or shelved.
Right.
So I asked to be released. Yeah. Because everything was kind of taking a toll, and it was taken so long to figure it out, and I just wanted to do music, so, and I had a lot of people that were telling me it would be better to be independent, and blah, 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 so, at the time, I was receiving a lot of bad advice, actually, and so, I asked to be dropped from the label, and Dre allowed me to be dropped from the label.
Wow.
Not without consequences, of course, but, yeah, I got dropped from the label, I got left the label. And then I went over to work with Raphael on an independent scale. So Raphael welcomed me with open arms. He said, yeah, everything we do over here is independent. And we have Navarre as our background. You know, it's still an indie company, but that's our distribution.
Yeah.
And I was really with it. I was ready for a breath of fresh air. And that was it for me. So, of course, when you do the indie grind, it's not as, you know, you don't get as much push.
Mm.
But, you know, that's the difference. So, yeah. So, that was, you know, that album was more critically acclaimed, of course.
Yeah, man. That is true. Yeah, there was. You could tell the difference when you moved on. Now, why Raphael? I mean, hey, Raphael, talented musician. You know what I mean? I knew Raphael from, what's the thing called? Ask of You from the Higher Learning and all that. Woo! Classic material. So, did you choose him or did he choose you?
Yeah, classic material. Both. But I came to him out of musical respect. I wanted to do music. My background is music. You know, I started off singing in jazz clubs very young. So, I felt like I hadn't really done what I was supposed to do musically yet. And I felt like it was more musical. And here, I'll tell you a very, very ironic story. You know, when I grew up, when I was young, I wanted to be Mrs. Prince Rogers Nelson.
Oh, real?
My room was purple. My hair was cut on the side with a little bouffant on the side, the other side. I cut my own hair trying to look like him. My ass. I swear, I sacrificed everything loving that man. You hear me? So naturally, as I got older and I became an artist, you know, it was my dream to meet him. And my first meeting with him was on the tour that I went on with Lauryn Hill, CeeLo Green. It was a bunch of us. It was like a neo-soul kind of a concert. And we were on the road for months, right? Smoking to the Minnesota show, ironically. He was in the audience at the sound booth, and I walked up to him, lo and behold. And I was like, oh, Prince is out there? I walked
up to him. Oh, man.
And the first thing he said to me was, I'm here to see Lauren.
What?
He said, I'm here to see Lauren. So basically, I got the feedback that my first album was not an album, blah, 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 right? And he and Raphael were close. He, Raphael, and D'Angelo were working together at the time.
What a combination.
And so when I, yeah. So by the time I signed to Raphael, and I did an album with Raphael, he told Raphael, this girl finally did an album.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yes. So he approved of what I did with Raphael. I think, you know, it's more Rage Against the Machine, independent, more musical, you know, this type of thing. And it took me 3 months only to do that album with Raphael, go figure. Yeah, a lot longer to do the first album.
No, it's just because you mentioned the Miss Lauryn Hill. I was going to say, yes. What was it like to meet Miss Lauryn Hill?
You know, when I met her, she was going through a lot in her marriage, and I actually walked up to her and I because she was leaving, and I kind of heard a little disagreement between her and a man in the dressing room walking by, and she was getting her car to leave before everybody else, and I stopped the door, and I looked at her in her eyes and said, sis, you are everything. Keep your head up. You're a queen, and you mean the world to me and so many other young women that just, we treasure you, we adore you. Please keep your head up. And she was like, thank you, sis. You know, she was
down.
So she was going through it, and man, I can relate. I understand what it is to love a man. You got to compete with, and you got to, you know, still dumb it down and not be your total and full amazing self. That's what I felt she was going through.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great meeting, but it was, you know, what it was.
That's interesting, you know. Yeah, man, that's interesting that it didn't take you so long, like 3 months to complete the project with Raphael Sadiq Tink already now. And we know that Dr. Dre, we know that he's known for being a perfectionist, so you know the process was a lot longer. But you know, with Raphael though, was the I'll take it you had more freedom to express yourself and stuff like that.
I mean, I did it pretty much myself.
Right.
Yes. Yes. I had to step into production shoots a lot, and you know, I was in the studio day in and day out. I was picking tracks from him and from a couple of his other B-team producers, you know, and just writing day in and day out. And then I had a couple of people that I wrote with as well. Yeah, just writing day in and day out, and then we just picked the best joints that we felt should go on the record. Wow.
So that Ready Now album, is it available every, because like I tried to look it up on Spotify and couldn't find it. I only found Truthfully Speaking.
Yeah, it's not available. We are going through fighting to get the rights to everything, the masters back from everything that I've done.
Oh yeah, you'll win that fight, Truth. You know what I mean? You will win that fight. De La Soul won the fight, and somebody else, Little Brother, won the fight as well. You know what I mean? So if they can do it, you can do it.
Ashanti did too.
Ashanti got her matters back. Brilliant. Yeah, I think everybody's starting to follow suit now. Everyone's like, right, that's it. I'm taking back what is mine.
Everyone should get their matters back. They should.
They should.
Spare music,
especially if you wrote it.
Yeah.
Especially
if you wrote it. It's definitely yours.
Yeah. It is.
And that's how... Was that how you broke in as a songwriter as well?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, man. So...
As a songwriter.
So, the transition between a songwriter until, you know, Dr. Dre got his hands on you, how did that happen?
Well, I was writing for Dr. Dre as well. I was writing for his camp as well. Wrote for Eve for, at the time he had...
Oh, you wrote for Eve?
Lady of Active Path. Yeah, Eve was with him at the time. A girl named Kim Summerson. He had a girls group. He had Dawn from En Vogue. He had a lot of people that he signed at the time. I was writing for everybody.
Whoa. Man. Yeah. Yeah, man, you had to come from behind the shadows, man. You had to do that.
Yeah. Most definitely. Wow. Yeah. See, I didn't even know you wrote all these people.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard it here first. She's an amazing song and, you know, amazing writer, an amazing singer, and she's talented, and she's written for the likes of these people, these famous people that you've just heard her say today. Fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it was a grind.
I was going to ask you as well, your name, Truth Hurt, where did you get that name from?
Dr. Dre.
Do you know why he called you Truth Hurt? Do you know why
he wanted to call me Truth first, but there was a copyright issue. He wanted to call me Truth, and I was like, yeah, that's a bit arrogant. I don't even know if I want to go out there like that. Should I have people throw apples at me or some shit like that? I said, why don't you call yourself Truth and go out there and see what happens? But I think most importantly, he wanted to call me that because at the time we were really getting to know each other one-on-one, me as an artist. I was very real with him about some of the stuff I was hearing in the studio, even some of the stuff he was doing. You know, a lot of people would be in the studio bobbing their heads like it was the best thing ever, trying to appease him, and I'd be like, nah, I don't really feel that. I would always really be upfront with him. And I don't think he had a lot of people, especially being in L.A.,
yeah.
You know, Hollywood, he had a lot of people around him at the time that were very forthright.
Wow.
He would have really respected you for that then. Because a lot of people would have just been yes people. Yes, it's
yeah, exactly. You think that's the case. Yeah.
Oh.
So, pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
That's why he called you Truth Hurt. Because you told the truth.
That's why he called me.
You have to hurt him. You were like, no one. Tell the truth.
Yeah, and he was like, we're going to add the hurts then. And I said, well, if you add the hurts, I'm going to sound like a band. He said, no, fuck that. That's dope. We're going to do that. I said, okay.
Man.
And I still love the name. I still love the name to this day. You know, it's me.
I love the name. It's so unique. It's one-off. It's so unique.
Thank you.
I love it, man.
Yeah,
you know why?
It's a lot to walk in those shoes. It's a lot.
Yeah, man, because this is big Dr. Dre, you know. This is big Dr. Dre, like... To turn around to Dr. Dre and tell him what how you really feel and all that. You know what I mean? That's gonna take some guts, man. That's gonna take some intestinal fortitude, man. Because you know this is big Dr. Dre. You know what I mean? This is the same guy who will probably turn around and say, "Oh, shut up, bitch!" Bah! You know what I mean?
He's human. We all human, okay?
Yeah, you're right. Definitely.
I mean, even down to your album cover, truthfully speaking, just the look on your face is like, I speak the truth, and that's...
No, I look tired on that album cover, because he was working me to death. I look tired.
No way!
No, I was in the gym, like, I had muscles in my forehead. I was in the gym 24/7, and, man, it showed in those pictures, really. I just look like... There was nothing soft about those album pictures at all. I'm telling you, I didn't have any body fat on me at the time. I was like, crazy. I would never work out like that again. I would never.
Wow.
It wasn't feminine. It was bad.
So tell me something, Truth, right? So tell me something. Have you ever thought about celebrating that album's upcoming 25th, because it only just hit me like we're in 2022. I'm like, whoa, 20 year anniversary. Do you ever thought about celebrating it in any way?
I have. I'd like to get the rights back from it before I start celebrating, you know.
Definitely,
I did a lot of work on that album. I mean, it's a whole year and some change. It took me to get, like, I did over 100 songs. I had a daughter at the time. She was very young. I didn't spend any time with my daughter. And it took a lot out of me. So I feel like, you know, that's my album.
Mm,
that album
don't belong to
nobody else. That's my album. Yeah. so I really want to kind of get it back, and then I'll celebrate. I'll have a whole goddamn party. I'll do a whole bunch of stuff around that album once I get it back.
You need to get that album back, man. We can't wait to get that back. We need to get the black women and the Asian women to wear the saris again. You know what I mean? They used to go to the club. Hey, Oli, have you got a sari back there?
I have, yeah.
You see? You see?
I wanted to hear that song.
I used to do that singing move, you know, where you go like, sorry. That's funny, yeah. Everybody was doing that, and they have a challenge going on now in India. They keep tagging me, like, seems like every five minutes I get a tag from somebody in India doing the addictive challenge. I'm like,
whoa!
Yes.
Whoa!
Doing the addiction challenge, I'm like, yeah, it's that big, everyone loves it. I remember the first came out, I went crazy. Oh man, thank you, that's great. It almost didn't get released, it kind of got out there on its own, it snuck out there, and well, I probably would have just been another one of those Dr. Dre artists that may have been shelved, and yeah, we would have still been searching for a single to this date.
Oh, God. 20 years later, you know.
Yes, really. But it snuck out there. It got released somehow. And yes, it had legs, and it just kept going. Because Jimmy Iovine, he thought it wouldn't make it. He was like, no, we should release the R. Kelly one. You know, it's more, you know, who she is or whatever. And he was like, yeah, I don't think that one's going to make it. And it was infectious.
It's just caught on, it's infectious now, still plenty in my car as well. Yeah, man, it's just seeing it rubbing through it like that as well. Especially, many years, it's going to be, it's going to be dope. Especially the extended version, man, the extended version of that, you know what I mean, like, woo, goosebumps, man, goosebumps, you can't see, so I'm not going to show you, but goosebumps on my arms right now, just thinking about the extended remix version of it, man. Because, Rakim, he came on for two verses. Alright, so, wow, that is, I mean, Truth, please tell me how Rakim got involved, because, I mean, this is a guy who doesn't appear on R&B albums like that. He doesn't, you know what I mean, you have a team. So when Rakim does something, it's an event. You know what I mean? Rakim's like heralded by many of us hip-hop heads as like one of the greatest MCs ever to touch a mic. And got a whole lot of R&B artists, and that man does not appear on their album, but he appeared on yours. You know what I mean? That's the equivalent of, say, Janet Jackson appearing on Busta Rhymes' album. Janet Jackson don't appear on hip-hop albums, at least back then anyway. You know what I mean? So, in your case, Rakim, two verses,
yeah.
Addictive, how did it all happen? Who met the call?
He was signed to Aftermath at the time, and Dre called him.
Yeah,
Dre did. Yeah.
Dre, like, I mean, how did you feel that, like, he was coming on your, you know, that he was going to feature, you know, I mean, of all people, you know what I mean? Like, did you feel like...
I was blown away. I was like, wow. And I just was sitting there like a little kid watching him, you know, drop his verse like. I really was. I was like, man, I was in great amazement, really.
Oh, my days.
Yeah, monumental.
That's an event right there, man.
You knew that the song was just going to be a hit. And we have to play that song on the show.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Can I choose that song to be played on the show?
Only it's done. And for good measure, I think that, in my opinion, I think that the extended version should be on as well. The extended version of Addictive.
Okay. It's got to be
the extended. I mean, I know a lot of people know.
That's
the
one I perform, always, in Europe. I always perform the extended version.
Ooh, it has to be the extended version.
It's got to get a rewind as well, so you need to drop
it. Of course, really. I will tell you this, Truth, that's one of my personal life soundtrack track tunes, because I did play it for my birthday show a couple of weeks ago, you know what I mean, and every tune I played on that show means something to me personally, So that tune right there, Addictive, that means something to me personally, you know what I mean? And that took me back to my clubbing days when we used to go out, me and my boys used to go out, and that tune dropped, you know what I mean? Yo, it was a great moment because it's like we knew the tune was coming as well because, like, back then, Get Your Freak On was out, and that was riding the same kind of banger beat. Bubba Sparks had a similar thing going on. That Punjabi MC, and he flipped the Asian tune with the Knight Rider. So
yeah,
Dead Free.
Yeah.
And then that comes on, Addictive. To me, the best out of the four of them, as far as I'm concerned. That tune's just too bad because that gets everybody rocking, man. You know what I mean? So that's how it was, man.
We're not just saying that. That is the truth.
Treat that!
I feel it. If you were there in our party days, that song, the floor, the chairs were empty. Everyone was on the floor. Everyone loved it. Couldn't get
that's
enough of it. Everyone loved
that's
it.
Dope. And I already love the UK vibe, so I already know. Man, I wish I could have been there.
And we was always ready for that song to come on, and we knew it was going to come on. And all the women, the whole
thing,
no empty chairs.
So,
dance floor was full.
Yay.
That was the beauty of that song, you know. The beauty of that song was cultures came together. You know what I mean? Cultures came together.
Yeah.
You know, like certain tunes, you just see the black people jump up. And certain tunes, you see the white people jump up. And certain tunes, you see the Indian people jump up. This one, Addictive, got everybody. Got everybody.
Right.
That was what
it did. It brought everybody together.
Yes.
Perfect name for the song. Classic.
Yeah.
That's all I've got to say.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Seriously, man. I mean, wow. You have worked with like a who's who of people in the industry, man. You know what I mean? I want to give a big shout out to the man called Tway Ghetto. He's a friend of the program as well. Lively Fridays. You know what I mean?
Very nice guy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
big him up because he was the kind of the mastermind behind all of this, why we are together now. So big up to Tway Ghetto.
Right.
And I saw your interview on there as well. You know what I mean? And He mentioned certain people that you worked with, you know what I mean, throughout your career. The one person he didn't mention that I'm glad that I want to mention him, right, I'm wearing him on my back right now, he's on my shirt right now, Jay Dilla. Now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Truth, so Jay Dilla.
You've got to show us your back now. You've got to turn around and show us now.
There's nothing on the back of it, man. There's nothing on the back. It's just him right here. Just, you know what I mean? Just him.
Oh.
Right. Just.
Jay Dilla the King.
Jay Dilla. Y'all know every.
Long live Jay Dilla.
Long live Jay Dilla. Y'all know every February 10th, I've got the donuts. You know what I mean? Without fail. Yo. I love that dude, man. So when he passed, I was upset. I was legit upset, man. I was like, no, man.
Me too.
No.
Me too. Because it was unnecessary.
It's not fair.
He didn't need to.
Yeah.
He didn't need to pass. What he had was very manageable, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of accident that he passed. And at the time, I was writing all of his beats. He had sent me like a CD of like, man, it was over 50 beats. And that was how the Dilla Loves Japan thing happened with the song. One of the songs that I did was on that, and the song wasn't even finished. It was just something that he loved, and he came to me before he passed away. It had to be weeks, and said, you know, let him produce a whole EP on me. And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm doing already. You didn't know? I'm already writing these joints for me. They're for me. So I wrote so many things. I was so inspired.
Wow.
It's so hard for me to get inspired. I really, especially after my first album and my second album, it was so hard for me to get inspired. I just kind of was down and out about the music. I really didn't like anything I was hearing. And I could write to almost every beat he gave me. So I wrote to Overman. I had like at least 10 to 12 joints I wrote that I still have. And one of them I perform when I'm in Europe. But there were quite a few that he loved, and he was like, yo, we just gonna put out a whole record. and he passed away right before we could.
Yeah. I'm wedding up right now, man.
A lot of people don't even know that. And it broke me down.
Whoever's listening to Repping for You right now on World on Radio, BDSI on Network, we rock the spot.
We're feeling it, we are.
Oh, no, man. No.
Yeah.
So you still got those, basically, so you still got those tunes in your back pocket, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, I do. And I always listen to them. Me and my daughter love them. My daughter, some of her favorites, she calls her True School Truth Joint. Those are the ones she loves the most. A lot of them are J Dilla joints. Yeah? So,
yeah.
We still listen to them. I keep them in my back pocket because Miss Yampy ain't having it. She'd be like, don't be putting that stuff out there. You know, they'll sue me. So I can't.
But can't you
put it out there?
Can't you, like, haven't you got, like, contacts to say, that, like Mardukes? And, you know, the J Dilla.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, they're not letting anybody put anything in his out. No. They're kind of keeping it under wraps.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Got it. It's one of them
ones.
It's
all good.
Yeah. Unless you know, Mardukes decides, okay, I'm gonna call Truth first and say, yo, you see them trees back there?
Yeah.
Then obviously, okay. Well, I really hope
she changes her mind. If she changes her mind, yeah. But, you know, it's kind of been this way for years now, you know. I think Erica got sued to her and did something of his.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people have been trying to do some of his beats that were kind of archived. So.
Oh,
man,
what a shame.
I'm gutted, you know.
All that talent.
Yeah.
I'm super gutted because it kind of explains certain things, you know, because Busta Rhymes is another one. Because I didn't know that J Dilla gave so many beats to you like that. Because he gave so many beats to Busta. You know what I mean? And Busta says in an interview that, you know, it was like a vessel.
Yeah.
So he must have seen you as like a vessel as well. You know what I mean? To continue, you know, the legacy.
So,
man. I'm hoping that further down the road, you have like a Lost Tapes album, so to speak. And, you know, we'll be able to hear that. But until that time...
Yeah, that would be great. That would be
fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. I would love that.
Man, I love J Dilla. Oh, my eyes are watering right now, man. Oh, that's not fair. That's not right.
Oh,
no, man.
Don't make me go there.
Oh.
But you did hear the song
on
Dilla Loves Japan, right?
Yeah. Get a Lover. Get a Lover, yeah. Because, yeah, when I discovered
that
you worked with him. Yeah, man. Yeah, that is a shame. But, yeah, man, all good, man. So, people, you heard Ready Now. We're going to run Addictive a little later on. And definitely we're going to run a new single as well, Cheated. So, is there any indication of when the EP's dropping?
I'm thinking March or April.
Okay.
March or April. We want to kind of let it get a little warm somewhere. We want the ladies to feel good about themselves because some of the joints are honey.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this.
March.
I can't wait.
I say March.
Yeah.
I say March, you know what I mean? Bring it in conjunction with, it's Women's Month in March, isn't it? So it makes
true.
Gotta love it.
We'll do a second single. We'll probably do a second single then, and then we'll probably drop like right after that.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, man, I like the sound of that, because, you know what I mean, currently you're in Europe right now, loving life out there, you know what I mean? There might be some behind-the-scenes stuff, you know what I mean? You're overdue to come back to us.
Overdue, way overdue,
man. You never know, man. I mean, I'll try and pull some strings and see what I could do, man. You know what I mean? That would be marvelous, man. Have Truth Hurts back in the UK. Don't you think, Oni? That would be huge.
Yeah.
Definitely. We're over to the UK. Soon as she drops that song, everyone's going to go crazy. Everyone's going to, oh my God, she's done that song. Ah!
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I love the UK. Yeah, I love you.
Yes, I can't wait to come back.
Hopefully so.
Well, can you travel? Have you? Sorry, I wasn't going to talk about this, but have you had the vaccine?
Yeah, I have.
You're vaccinated.
I have.
You're good to go then.
Yes.
You're good.
Yeah, that's how I got over here because they wouldn't have let me in.
They would not have let me in.
They are Nazis over here.
Wow.
They mean business. Really?
Unless you've had both of them or all three?
Just the original, just the first two.
Right.
They don't enforce the booster, just the first two.
Okay. I feel like that in the UK they're gonna like kinda relax things now. And I think the reason for that
is
things down in the UK because not my Prime Minister and not Oney's Prime Minister either. I can speak to you, Conor Oney. He's not your Prime Minister, is he?
No, he's not mine.
No, he's not our Prime Minister. But he got catched throwing parties. You know what I mean? Supposed to be in lockdown, supposed to be in quarantine, and man's throwing parties at number 10, and he got catched, you know what I mean, he got catched the other day, and now he got found out, and everyone, you know what I mean, even his own people in Parliament want him out of number 10. So now he's switching it up now, Truth, you know what I mean? He basically told a lie! He told a lie on the people, you see? He told a lie on the people,
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Well, I heard you guys are about to, like, they're about to do something where you guys are just kind of free to just figure it out. Like, they're not going to be so restrictive anymore.
Yeah.
Like, be able to just, yeah. Like, if you get it, you get it. No more masks, all that extra stuff.
Well, I'm touching all the wood in here, man. You know what I mean? I got a wooden table out here. You know what I mean? Me not catch it yet. You know what I mean? So I feel blessed. You know what I mean? Razzcast came over here in November. Big out capacity crowd, jumping up and down. Him and Big Noise jumping up and down and all sorts. I came out there, I did a cough once, so I'm like,
yeah.
Uh oh.
No, the first time I got it in 2020 when I left Vienna. In October 2020, me and my youngest son, I had to go back to L.A. because they wouldn't let my other son come to me. My daughter was trying to bring him to me. They wouldn't let him on a plane for whatever reason. And so I had to go back to L.A.
Mm.
And as soon as I got there, it hit me. I was down for 4 weeks.
Ooh.
4 weeks. I felt like death.
Oh.
I'm telling you. I don't ever want that shit again like that. It changed my heart pattern after it was over. My heart pattern was different.
Oh, snap.
I was like, yo, this is crazy. And I was vegan and everything. So I'm like, when people start talking that, oh, you on the alkaline diet? I'm like, listen, let's see what that shit. I was on the alkaline diet. And it still changed my heart pattern. I don't want to hear what you're talking about right now. That shit is the devil.
You know what I mean?
You can't fight the devil with no alkaline diet.
Oh, my days. Man, quick thing before we close it out because I'm running out of time. You know what I mean? I wish I could keep going. You know what I mean? I want to mention this real quick. You know what I mean? You know, with the Prime Minister getting catch and telling lies. You know what I mean? That brings me to my favorite tune from your Truthfully Speaking album, and that is BS.
Yeah. I knew it.
BS.
True.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That tune is something else, man.
We've got to drop that.
We've got to drop that as well? Done. Sorry, I'm ready now. We're going to play Addictive. We're going to play the new single, and we're going to play BS. There you go. So, man. Do not let me shed tears in here.
Our leader. Well, we need to dedicate it to the people's leader. Well, it's not our leader, but...
Yeah. Their leader.
To you.
Yeah, man.
Right. That's right. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. With the rain as the backdrop and everything, you know what I mean? And I was hearing that.
Yeah.
When I was hearing that, I just had to stop what I'm doing. I had to stop what I'm doing and just zone out. And when the tune done, I rewind it, come again. Rewind, come again. That's
the rain in the background as well, the storm.
Yeah. Yeah, man. All right, Truth. that's the one right there, man. Yo, any last shout outs? Yeah. Like less than 2 minutes, and then we're gonna rock the party down with the people then.
Okay. Well, I'll shout out my management team, Lori Lynn, Major Moxie, and PHP Royalty, Bishop Perry, and my whole family, all of the truth aliens, I call them. I'll show them out too. Everybody, look, all of the UK, all of Europe, yes. I love y'all. Everybody in the US. Yes, yes, everybody. Y'all called me off guard with a shout out. I'm like, oh, me?
Yeah, man.
I'm not used to the shout out, alright?
All good, man.
I feel like I just won an award.
You have won an award. You
know what I mean? Just for being you, man. Just for being you and to telling Dr. Dre the truth about himself and everything, man. Not many people can do that.
Giving us your time. It's just been, we really appreciate it.
True fans on the Review Hip Hop Show, man. Take a bow. Watch this, man. And your troops, down the line, man. Down the line.
Specialize in freaking your man out. Put it all in one pot and see if it pan out. Stick your hand out, I got it all planned out. Laying out the way I set a day to wet on. Cause you got your head on, you my queen from here on. Looking like Lady Revlon with all red on. She fiend until I'm a Heron, some King Heron. Put the silk vest spread on. Rose petals and scent, candle lit. Victoria's Secret set on. Rough sex, turn a Heron. So ghetto, innocent, but scandalous. With just bling a Heron. $1 million habit, she said it's a feeling, she gotta have it. Once she get it, she holler, that's it. Keep the waters rapid, the holler is automatic. Oh shit, she OD and again, I gotta add it.
Oh no.
Somebody's the pool.
Bye. you my only girl. And when we speaking in tongues, breathing hard when I'm squeezing your lungs, keep it strong. But I gotta hit the streets when I'm done. It's joy and pain when you trying to get ahead of the game. It's fucked up, but you never complain. You just pray I don't get killed when I hit the hood. Just another 100 mil and I'm equipped for gun. No more drug war, trips to jail and shootouts. Getting loot out for lawyers and bail to get you booed out. Just me and you, high off sex and twisted. You OG to you OD, addicted.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Bad news! Good for you!
The damage has been done. How to figure out respect? Anything that comes up off your tongue. Tell me now, cause I'm confused.
Yeah.
What the fuck is it you're going through? Yeah, you got a lot of nerves. Leaving me home with these kids. After all we talked about.
Shit that you already did.
Now you wanna make amends.
Yeah.
What are you now out with your friends?
But if you cheated, and you're not sorry, I hope you mean it.
I hope you,
cause you'll probably repeat it. But if you cheated, did you love it or you beat it? Hope you didn't eat it. Cause I know we've been through a lot of shit. Up and down, in and out, back and forth, in and out. Ooh, but now maybe I'll retaliate. Ooh, maybe I should have to say or slide through it. But if you cheated,
but if you.
Hey, what's up? This is Caramel, and I'm rocking with Grant Body Pete and Ani D on BBSIR Network, the best show in Wild One Radio. Peace.
Hold up! Give me the next Grammy tour.
Hey, yo!
The Wu-Tang were naturally enraged, and they challenged Shaolin. But all the other temples, they mediated. Our chief abbot, as a gesture of peace, had to withdraw Shaolin, so Wu-Tang took Shaolin's place. And after that, they became number one.
Take no offense to this, speaking from my own experience. There's a price to pay when you get caught in. You're going to win what you get, but you can lose.
Because
can see straight through clear people. Heartless and spineless, trying to fit in. Giving my joy with pain, the efforts are all in vain. Cause I'm just a gem in the city, trying to maintain.
Instead of fuck with defeat concede, reach my peak without a buck with deceit compete. Took disrespect and then buck, would I be complete? Grew up with no luck, would I be easy to reach? Would I be easy to teach if I grew up on easier streets? It's easy to eat when you feed and freezing your feast. Would you be more of a beast if you had a lot less in your grease? Cause you dress to impress, do that make you much less of a beast? If hoes fuck less, would that make them smell fresher than fish? Lesson when pissed, thankful you act, ain't no catching a fish. Fucking with this will get you cracked with less than a fifth. Don't make us trip, cause we much rather be blessed and split.
Wow!
Bitch, nigga.
Wow!
The truth hurts.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yo, the truth sweet, Mina. Yo. Yo. The BDSIR Network, the best damn show in World One Radio. You just heard a classic, man. What did you just hear? Salute Truth Hurts, man. Salute Empress Oni D as well. Salute. What a tune. What a tune. Get ready for the next classic, people. We got another big one next week. That's the way we're rolling, man. I told you we were not playing. Tway Ghetto. I didn't forget about you, brother. Salute. Thank you. I'm off to get my Super Bowl, big piece of chicken, all of that. I'm out. Good night.